with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In Major League Baseball, it was a quiet night with most of the action off the field, as there were only three games on the field and baseball's trading deadline expired with a flurry of late activity. You had, in 10 innings, the Braves defeating the Reds 12-11 in a slugfest. Then the Mariners shut the Rangers out 8-0, and it was the Yankees over the Rays 7-4. WNBA had one game. The Valkyries defeated the Mystics by 1 point, 68-67. In pro golf, the Wyndham Championship got underway with Joel Dahment leading by one shot at the end of the first round at 9 under par. Then the NFL season kicked off with the annual Hall of Fame game last night, and it began solemnly with a moment of silence remembering the four people who were killed earlier this week by a shooter who was targeting the league's headquarters in New York City. This is SRN Sports. And continuing with that story, in the NFL, the gunman wounded a league employee, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told NBC that he had visited that employee for an hour on Wednesday, said the man was improving, saying, quote, "It was just heartbreaking for all of us, devastating, amazing young man, so we're optimistic about his recovery." Goodell stayed in New York to attend the funeral for police officer Diderol Islam, who was also killed in the shooting, working off-duty in the building. As for on the field, it was the Chargers defeating the Lions pretty much in a round. Both teams have playoff hopes. The newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year are defensive back Eric Allen, defensive end Jared Allen, tight end Antonio Gates, and wide receiver Sherling Sharp. And looking ahead to this weekend, NASCAR is back on the track, and it'll be Sunday at the Iowa Corn 350, and it'll be run at the Iowa Speedway. And this is SRN Sports.